Welcome to the Lake Forest Podcast, a podcast about the lovely city of Lake Forest, featuring topics like local news, sports, music, people, food, and occasionally politics. My name is Pete, and I'm joined with the voice of Lake Forest football and basketball scout, Scoo Walker. How you doing, Scoo?
Doing good for a Friday, Pete. Scouts play tonight, tomorrow, winding down the winter season.
Getting warmer out.
Warmer today, cold tonight.
You know where it's warmer, though?
Hawaii?
Florida.
Not really.
Shark Guy Beach Fishing is a premier South Florida beach fishing experience out of Longboat Key, Florida. Their world-renowned captains not only put you on the fish, but to help you and your family make a memory of a lifetime. Check them out on Facebook or at sharkguybeachfishing.com to schedule an outing. Shark Guy is your guy for your next charter. Disclaimer, Scoo doesn't charter. We'd also like to say we are thankful for our Patreon supporters, Reverend Luke Mack from the Church of the Holy Spirit, Matt A., Elizabeth B., Costa, Lance, Otto, and Artie M. Love our Patreon peeps.
Need more.
So Scoo, before we get started, let's kind of set the expectations for the listeners or now viewers of the show.
Okay.
This is just you that and I.
Viewing, that aren't viewing and aren't.
That, oh, that's right. They will not admit they're listening or viewing, but this is you and I having a little chat.
Right.
Upstairs at the watering hole, you know, leaning over, belly up at the bar. And if people are eavesdropping. Yeah. And if you don't like what we're talking about, step off.
And we don't have our facts are what we know and hear about around town.
Hey, if you got facts, go listen to somebody else's conversation. Start your own conversation. This is me and Scoo chatting it up.
Having some fun.
We say the things that people think. Unfortunately, some people don't do much of the latter. So, Scoo.
Pete.
Deer Path AstroTurf artificial turf field meeting got moved to Feb 17 virtual.
Virtual. I guess that's a good thing.
You know, the odds
are not having.
Well, the odds have improved. Odds have improved in me showing up. I will, you know.
I'll show up. I'll listen. I have an open mind. But I also know the history. Unlike some people think I don't know the history of the whole field and why we're where we're at. But are facts.
Well, speaking of facts, we got a little listener, viewer, that doesn't listen, but sent in, you know, some comments.
Uh-oh. Let's not waste too much time, Rob.
Well, no. I mean, I like to say we're a give it, take it kind of show.
Right.
You know, we give crap, we take crap. And
we don't really give crap. We're told we give crap.
Well, it depends on what the topic is. Like, you know, last week.
Everything.
It could be that we come across as the two guys from the Muppets up in the balcony. You know, but here I'll give you a little.
All right, fire away.
A little bit of, all right. Let me see if I can see this.
No names.
No names. I listened to your recent podcast in which you discussed the proposed upgrades to athletic fields at Deer Path Community Park, and I have some thoughts to share. First, full disclosure, I'm opposed to synthetic turf. Huh. For several reasons, and there's a whole bunch of reasons down there. I'm not going into it. This person assures us that she's not a Starbucks mom or sends her off to retrieve daily lattes. We got a lot of response in the Starbuck Dashers. My apologies. Honestly, I'm not sure why I'm even bothered with the response. It's a long letter. I just put it in here and everybody can read it. You know, I just go through the stuff that's sticking up. I'm not sure why I'm even bothering with the response because your show is not in good faith. You are not operating a discussion. You are bashing those with whom you disagree and by whom you are threatened. Scoo, you threatened? Scoo.
Am I threatened?
Last I checked, we live in Lake Forest. You want to feel threatened? Go to Pulaski and Armitage, whoever this person is.
Wow.
Oh, and I... Oh, and I this person was absolutely at that first city meeting and sat down next to one of you and tried to engage in friendly conversation. And you shrugged your shoulders at me and moved tables.
Did you move tables?
Whoever this person is, if there was like a 6'6", 350-pound guy, that was me. And if I was shrugging my shoulders, it's because my butt didn't fit in the chair and I had to stand up. If it was me, but this sounds like
I was asked to move over to a different table that had a group of two to fill out a table. So, and I don't remember talking to anybody or engaging at the table I was at. So I don't know if that was me or if it was, my apologies. I didn't engage in conversation, but I was moved right away.
Now, keep in mind, this is feedback from somebody that's leaning over our shoulder at the bar listening to our conversation, okay? Right. So, Scoo and Pete, the reason people like myself are not inclined to come on your show is because the behavior you demonstrated in your recent episode, you came off as misogynist. Ooh. What is that?
That's a new buzzword.
All right, definition, I don't even know what it is. Quite frankly, you made wild assumptions about people you don't even know. Your arguments were not well-researched. No shit. And I'm going to leave that in.
Well, they were well-researched because a lot of the conversation was about, you know, what we know about, just like everyone else knows right. What's going on with the field. So it was researched. Now, dive into the internet to go look at turf fields and how they're going to kill everyone. But
hey, confirmation bias. That's a word that I don't know what misogynist is, but I know what confirmation bias is.
That's a bad word.
So we're bad. Okay. Yeah. Your arguments were not well researched. Okay. Nor even coherent.
I wasn't drunk. Well, maybe we were, since we're at the bar and
what do you expect? You're in a bar, you're over, you know, over our shoulder, eavesdropping on a conversation. What do you expect you're going to get? You literally just complained for an hour straight. Okay. Well, boys, get your back straight.
Question.
Yeah.
Wasn't that our last episode supposed to be a rant? Well, by the way, I saw just bed down Oakwood Avenue, getting to high school. People, slow down on these streets. You're going to kill somebody.
Okay, oh, we're adding that. Stay off my lawn. We're going to get to that.
Not my
too.
Lawn, my street. If you're going to cut through and speed at 45, 50 miles an hour through residential.
Sounds anyway, like you need...
But that was supposed to be. We were ranting that last episode. It wasn't a, feel good and all that, I thought, but and we're allowed to rant, aren't we?
Hey man, it's our bar tab. Nobody's buying us a drink. It's me and you.
I know.
Right? So boys,
just check it.
boys, get
if
your
you're
facts
gonna
straight.
Use my internet, get your facts straight. I did not know certain people own the internet.
No, but this is the type. First of all, if somebody wants to give feedback and it's not pleasant, we will put it up here, but we will retort, okay?
Because we can.
Because we can.
Hey, listen, first, Can I,
yeah.
I don't know why people won't come on. I mean, we're nice guys. We haven't bashed anyone. We haven't taken anyone to the woodshed or anything like that. We like having people on. Let's talk. Bring the other sides in.
Well, I mean, there's a difference between going to Harvard and going to SIU. Okay. There's just a difference in upbringing. Okay. And communication styles.
Oh,
just saying.
I know, but that's a little.
How do you like them apples?
I don't agree all the way with that.
Really?
Because what are you saying? People from Harvard are better, or people from SIU are better?
No, it's just different communication styles. I want to say throw the word around elitist, maybe. I don't know, but it's.
Well, not all people that go to Harvard are elitist. And some people go to SIU or elitist. It's all how you're brought up.
No. Not really.
Could be.
Okay. State school and Ivy League. There's just a difference there. That's all I'm saying. And it's this type of, I don't even know if this person went to Harvard, but it just seems to me like this is the type of person, we'll call it Terry Typer, this probably took an hour and a half to put together. And then my response back was,
Terry Typer.
Hey, you know the type. Pardon the pun. See what I did there?
I know. God, that's good.
But, you know, he spent an hour and a half talking about this. I'm like, hey, look, the offer still stands. Come on the show. You got another point. And then I think the feedback was, well, I don't think your show is legitimate to give an opinion.
But yet, I'm going to still listen.
Stop listening. This is not for you. We are an acquired taste. This is not for you. Go down to Francesca's or Deer Path.
No.
We're in the Lantern or Chiefs.
And we love Francesca's and Deer
Path. We love Francesca's. Well, I can't get a... My wife loves Francesca's. And hopefully it's all booked up for Valentine's Day. All right. Peace and blessings. So there you go.
Can I just add one other thing on that, our whole conversation last week? That,
yeah.
You know, because I'll get criticized again because I consider myself an anomaly on this whole thing. I'm all for, ready for this? I'm all for the grass fields and natural grass and everything like that. And, you know, I don't like turf, but here's a fact. Here's fact. But the city decided over 20 years ago, or maybe a little bit right around 20 years ago, again, don't know. But this is a fact that when they decided to consolidate the Parks Department and the Rec Department all into one, that was a personnel reduction move. And part of that was maintenance of fields. Now, I coached and I was a participant for years on those fields and the local fields all around, and coached elite age players in baseball and all that. And those fields were supreme fields, so to speak, when I was participating on them and coaching on them. And when that decision was made to eliminate full maintenance of those fields started going downhill, and I was one person that screamed about it because they became dangerous as you don't maintain them. But the cost to do that, it was a business decision on the city. The cost to do that was far too expensive, and they made a decision not to do it. And then the turf fields have been talked about for years and part of the master plan. Although I would love to see the fields all around the community at all the parks, the baseball diamonds, softball diamonds, all around Lake Forest, redone naturally and maintained naturally. That horse left the barn years ago. And the master plan was dictating that, you know, going to have turf fields, and this was the decision. And again, on top of it, those fields got so bad that it was tough Now, with rain and all that, and you're not maintaining them, it's just a recipe for disaster. It impacted teams that were coming in or not coming in. We used to have a great softball program in town, huge softball program in town. People stopped playing because of the field, period. Too dangerous, and no teams wanted to come in. It was a self-fulfilling way that's unfortunately the women's and men's softball program, adult and kid, just went downhill because of that. So these fields, this is not a revelation, maybe to some, that the turf is moving forward with turf, and we should, because it is a maintenance issue, big time. I mean, you're not going to have to maintain it and put people on there maintaining it every single time. You do grass again, which would be phenomenal, huge cost. Every time it rained, you're redoing the fields, maintaining the fields, cutting the fields, reseeding the fields, fertilizing the fields. That all costs money. And that was determined, a business decision was determined. Those costs far outweigh putting turf down. Now, and I agree with everyone about the turf. Yeah, it's a issue, I guess, you know, ecologically, but Super Bowl's this weekend, right?
Yeah.
It's supposed to be 86 degrees out there on a turf field. Are they going to cancel the Super Bowl because it's too hot?
Pro.
It doesn't matter if it's pro, right?
I said bro.
Oh, I know you said pro.
I've said it before. I played when it was 130. You're on there and you're looking at the dang, you know, Carbondale gets pretty toasty. All right.
Right.
And when you have green asphalt, that gets, I hear you.
Right. So I totally agree with all the stuff that people are screaming about. And I won't use my screaming voice, but.
Could you please and get closer to the camera so I could use it?
I agree. But with the ecological points on turf fields. However, we can't do the grass side. Let's move forward and love each other. But seriously, I mean, there's a lot of valid points for the turf field, but we're not going to address.
All right.
The city of Lake Forest is not going to address what's going to happen 100 years from now with turf fields. I mean, that's the fun. I agree with it, but you know what? The grass side of that, it's not going to happen. It's just the business decision is made years ago and it continued to stay that way. So let's move on.
Okay. So Terry Typer, you know, Facebook her. And, you know, the groups and whatnot. Blah, 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 blah,
blah. I hate these people.
All caps, exclamation. So these Terry Typers, they got to go on to their next thing. Is it going to be that ComEd bridge? What's going on with that?
I don't know. I mean, I was reading the, I think it was a Lake Forest update or something that the city sends out. And there's a little blurb that, I honestly thought Deer Path, you know, with the golf course renovation was done being closed. And then it says they're going to have Deer Path, I guess, shut down for a while because the walking bridge, there's three bridges right above Deer Path, you know, at 41. So there's the 41 portion of the bridge. There's the train portion. And then the bike path portion, I guess, is owned by ComEd, which if you look at it, you can actually see some of the rebar behind it. So apparently they're going to be closing down Deer Path for a while as ComEd, who owns the bridge, takes it down. And then once that's, you know, physically down, they're going to actually rebuild the bridge, which I guess will shut down the Deer Path or one lane it for probably the whole summer, but that could be kind of hairy. But this is going to be a big project, so I'm sure we're going to have. I'm positive.
Any aldermen or women have any thoughts on this bridge? It's ComEd's, right?
Well, it's ComEd. I mean, I don't know about the aldermen or the, you know, I don't really, you know, there's women aldermen and there's men aldermen, but I'm sure, you know, someone's going to want to have input on the design of the bridge and all that. I'm sure, because it was an old bridge, and but it's ComEd, and I mean, they're going to put it up, and anything they put up has got to be better than what it is. But I'm sure. I think they got to go through maybe some approvals and all this to make sure it's all up and up. But you know, I got to imagine with everyone that wants to input on how things are built and designed, I am sure we're going to get. That's the next.
Please don't tell me this is a lawn sign worthy.
I think so, but maybe we can
start. No.
Oh, come on. ComEd, no bridges.
You know, I got some feedback about the no lawn sign.
That's going to be really, I mean, it's don't go down deer path. I mean, avoid deer path all summer. I mean, that's just a brutal, I mean, one lane. And but I thought it was done last year with the completion of the golf course. I mean, they're still doing the across the street, the what do they call it?
The pump.
The pump. Yes. Thank you. But well, I'm sure there's going to be a lot of people screaming about that. But
I
think we should have big archway. You think ComEd will build a big archway? Welcome to beautiful Lake Forest or something. In iron.
Just put a little Tesla tower up there and.
I'm guessing. I don't think. I think it'll. But it'll be. It's going to be rough that whole summer while that road's shut down.
But, all right. Let's talk about some positive. We had John Harlow on the show. He's running for sheriff for Lake County. Good dude. He's running with Dwight Davis, the afternoon watch commander for Lake Forest.
Nice.
I think that's going to be a dynamic duo.
Who are they running against, Pete?
First of all, I don't even know who the sheriff is for Lake County right now. You know, if he would
call
me
up
and
say, down.
His name's Scoo Walker.
No.
Dude, you have a great sheriff name. Dude, you just got to find a big enough hat.
I got a peanut head, so putting a hat on me, it would be hilarious.
So I don't know, it was a quick 15-minute one. I said, "Hey, man, we got to do this again with Dwight, Officer Dwight, Commander Dwight, four of us on." I think that would be great. But John's a straight up guy, and so far he's got my vote. You know why? Because I don't know who else is running. Is that good enough?
Hey, big other thing that happened this week.
Yeah.
In the schools. The mask removal was upheld. Or not upheld, but put to the side for a while. I wanted to say the wrong word.
Well, they had the school board meeting. And half wear a mask, half not wear a mask. I'm past mass. Got the vid. You know what? It's a flu.
I got to tell you. I was doing a girls' game basketball game that day that it was overturned or whatever you want to call it, and some of the girls were not wearing masks. And I got to tell you, seeing these kids in masks for the last couple of years. And playing sports, I don't know how the hell they did it. I mean, I remember just being gassed without masks running up and down a basketball court, let alone having to have it on there. But you really see the while they're playing, not as enthusiastic, let's put it that way. I mean, playing, not Lake Forest girls, but just everyone in general, just the enthusiasm. But I'm telling you what, Pete, that night the other day when they were playing the girls, I mean, it was one, you could finally see who these people were.
Yeah,
and the kids were, and their attitude, both teams were so much more upbeat and just having fun and all that, and smiling. And now, again, you don't see them smile without mask, with mask on, but you could just tell the energy was just overwhelming. And
having
and
that it mask on is like being in Denver.
But it was just great to see, and you know, hopefully we don't go backwards on it. But it's just, you know, I don't know. I like you said, I'm done with it too. I just, you know, you got to do what you got to do. But boy, was it exhilarating for me to see the excitement. You know, these kids are playing, and minus a piece of cloth was just. I mean, that's me personally seeing it after 2 years of just going through this and seeing, like, you know, go to these games, like, boy, just like. Kind of dead, you know, excitement wise. So who knows? But it was great. I mean,
let's give them a shout out to the girls basketball team. They had a big win over LFA. It looks like they're going to regionals.
Yeah, I think they're 4-5 seed. And I tell you that their team, you know, kind of started off this year. You know how they're going to do. The kind of middle of the road. They did a Stacey Leach did a phenomenal job with this team, and they're. You know, one of those teams that are peaking right at the end of the season, playing real well together. And so who knows? They might make some noise in there, but they had a great season. I mean, and, you know, the guys are rocking. They're having a great season. They play their final two games tonight and tomorrow afternoon. Tonight against Warren. That'll be a big game. Always is against Warren. And then tomorrow afternoon at 5, it's senior night against the Caxies of Lake Forest Academy. So,
wait, what are they called?
The Caxies, the in-town rivalry, Lake Forest Academy and Lake Forest High
School. Caxies?
Caxies, yep.
What's a Caxie?
A Caxie is, that could be a good, I know what a Caxie is, do you? Maybe we should have that. Do people know what a Caxie is?
Somebody calls me a Caxie, they're getting popped in the snout. What is a Caxie?
Oh, come on.
I'm asking.
Really? Well, are we going to put it out there, or am I going to tell you?
I'll put it out there, but tell me.
It is.
You know what a Caxie is?
I do. Oh, no, I'm sorry. I thought you were going to say something.
No, I'm trying to figure out if you're messing with me.
No. Go ahead and guess. Well, let's do this. Go take a couple guesses.
Okay. It's an animal. I don't know. No clue.
It's an animal.
A Caxie is an animal?
Mm-hmm. Or, well, I'm sorry.
You carry it around in a purse when you go to Starbucks?
You could. It makes a noise.
Ribbit. The frog?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
There's frogs in Lake Forest?
Yeah, there's frogs in Lake Forest. There's all toads. Right. There's toads too.
Okay, fair enough. So you brought up boys basketball, then I guess we should.
Well, it's, you know, let me clarify, because God forbid I'm going to get hammered on this one. It's not a frog. It's kind of what a frog sound is. Because we'll get the Caxie, you know. So there you go.
Okay. Then
the Caxies come in town, swing over.
I think Terry Typer just stopped listening.
But
here, Lake Forest track and field. Our boy Jahari Scott, I guess he healed up. He moved into the all-time top 10 in all four events, 10-meter fly, vertical, standing long jump, behind the headshot. Wow. Way to go, Jahari. Get that ride, man.
I think the you know, the spring sports are going to start gearing up pretty soon too. Maybe a couple few weeks, or they're starting to train.
Well, if any of the coaches who aren't listening, if they want to come on, you know. Hey, Scoo, what's up with the grocery carts at Jewel?
What do you mean?
They're
obstacle course that you have to walk around?
It seems like it's a one-way. It's like aren't they supposed to be like closer to the zigzag store?
You have to zigzag when you're walking by Jewel. No, I think it's a byproduct of what's going on in our world right now, and not enough people working, and you know, the carts are left out, and you don't have enough. They don't have enough people going out and collecting them. Which, you know, come on, people, it's not too far from your car to take the cart back. I do. I always take the cart back if I have to. You know, it's just courtesy. I used to haul carts in and out. It sucked at the local AMP.
You know, we used to do in the city. I don't know if they allowed it in Lake Forest. Like, you'd be hanging out by the exit doors, and you wait for the old ladies to come out, and you run up and grab their bags and walk it to the car and get a little.
Yeah, I worked at the AMP, and the AMP used to be where right by Chiefs in that little mall there.
Strip mall. Oh, no kidding! Yeah,
big AMP right in the middle, next to Woolworths, and.
There was a Woolworths there?
FW Woolworth, yeah, and they had the great, phenomenal
counter.
We used to go in there for fries and ketchup. Order the fries, and you know, and then if we got bold, go back in the go grab a burger or something in the pet store section. But yeah, they had the full counter, and they did the burgers and the fries and the shakes, and it was awesome. And Woolworths was right where CVS is. That whole section. Oh my God! Yeah, we used to go there all the time.
Were there any carts laying around, or they were put back?
Hell no, because I was wheeling them all in. You had to go get them. But I was at. Speaking of carts, I thought it was hilarious that, you know, they're all scattered out there in the snow, right? And these poor kids that are working there. I mean, they're just. They have hardly any.
Doing what they can.
Yeah, yeah. And so he comes in and was complaining, there's no carts. Because they're all in the, you know, there's no carts when you walk in because they're all in the thing. And I'm like, you know, didn't you just zigzag through all these carts to get into Jewel? And then
couldn't pick one up. Carts. You know why she couldn't pick up the cart? Like, she had a Starbucks in her hand.
No, I don't. She didn't have Starbucks. But I was sitting there, I was walking and going, I'm like, wait, she's complaining because there's no carts, but yet there's, you know, and they had, I think, maybe four or five people working at the time. And, you know, but I started laughing to myself thinking, she just walked by like 30 of them, but they weren't lined up in doors for her. So anyways, help out the people working. Just, you know, bring your cart back to the front so you can, you know. And so you just empty their cart, put their stuff in the car, and then they dump it in the snowbank or they leave it in the sidewalk.
Well, some people say, Scoo, it's kind of cold out.
I just wheeled my cart 100 feet with, you know, $400 of groceries, and I just had to load it up myself. I'm not bringing it back. No.
So Scoo.
How about the kids that are working there? You know,
they're doing what they can, man. I hear you, man. God bless America. You know, just hire a few more of them to get those carts out of there. I can't go in that Jewel, man. I can't. Why? I can't do it. It's
you're right there.
First of all,
on the east side, do you go out to Heinen's or Mariano's or something like that, Pete?
But I hear. No, I'm a Walmart guy. Okay. I'm a Walmart guy. Aldi, Walmart. Okay. I love putting a slug in to get that card out.
But I miss in town is, you know, the grocery stores growing up used to be in town here. Oh my God. It was like you had Jewel. You had Don's Finest Foods, which is where right next to Jewel, a little bit ways down. You had Lakeside Foods, where the bank is, Wintrust Bank is right now. That was phenomenal. You want some good fish and all that? Lakeside Foods. That was there. Then you had AMP down, you know, I mean, you had, there was Janowitz, which was a smaller grocery store. I mean, it was like, you could get whatever you want.
Quite a selection.
Oh yeah. And we had hardware stores in town. I mean, I think we had 3 hardware stores right in town. We had a lumber yard.
But you get back to Jewel. I mean, it's Jewel. It reminds me back when I went to high school. It hasn't changed, which is cool. It's old school. But it seems like the aisles are squished in together, you know, so it's kind of compact, you know. And I'm a certain size individual and, you know, going through
that
there.
You are.
I'm going to take out some aisles, you know, a couple raw elbows here and there. I just like, you know, go to Walmart, pop open the back, throw it in. Thank you very much. I'm out of there, you know. On to the next point. You know, we gave a shout out to the garbage guys in town, you know, the sanitation engineers. Thank you.
Awesome.
Question for those people, yes. And I forgot the guy who was in charge that we gave a shout out to. Why'd you guys take away the trash cans, man? I'm walking around with a couple pounds of dog poop.
I think that's why.
I'm like, where'd they go? What? I got a big dog, man. It's like I'm trying to do the right thing and pick it up. I got nowhere to put it.
Yeah, they I took didn't. Where at?
Along the jogging track, McKinley, and when you go in town, it seems to me now, fact check, but it seems to me like they took some of the cans away, or they put them somewhere. I don't know, but I'm walking around with a lot of poop. People say I'm full of it. Now I'm even more full of it, Scoo. So I'm just wondering, you know, what happened, Jason? I know you're not listening, but I was going to put the bag of poop where the can used to be just to, you know.
I think you need to talk to your alderman about that, Pete. Because on my side, in the third ward, we got plenty of cans.
No, on the west side, you guys don't pick anything up. See us Eastsiders.
You know what? You're right. I mean, you know, that's a, you know, if we're going to scream about get off my lawn. It's when Pam and I walk, it's like we're picking up more than our dog is dropping.
Hey, what is that?
Here's the other pet peeve. Since we're talking about this,
pet peeve, other, literally.
Here's the, not only not picking up your poop, but pooping. It's like this one. People walk their dogs in front of houses. Like I caught one person last summer was looking the other way while her dog's taking a, you know what, in my, on my parkway, like pulls them along. Doesn't. And I'm like, miss, you forgot something.
Oh,
I didn't know he did that. Well, you're standing there while he's, but what the pet peeve, because we walk all over the place with Cooper, as you know, we're always walking around because we're walkers.
Walkers, right.
And I think the funniest thing is, and I'll give people credit halfway.
Yeah.
At least they pick up the poop, but then they leave the bag of poop. Have you ever seen that? All these bags of poop.
We did a show of that. Like, what is that? Oh, dude, maybe they took their can too.
I don't know, but there, a lot of them are green bags. So those are the green bags that the city leaves, you know, at the, you know, little dispenser thing, you know, pick
those
up.
Those are the Kelmscott bags. Yeah.
But I'm like, are you kidding me? You go through the effort. Why you just leave it? And then they leave them in people's yards. Like, oh, they'll pick it up and just throw it in their garbage. So, yeah. Okay. There's our get off my lawn with the
get off my lawn.
But I think you should talk to your alderman since there's no cans anymore in the first ward. You need to, is it the first ward? You first or second ward? First ward.
Oh, I'm in the first, and I've aldermen are they're my best buddies. I'm sure.
give them a call. They'll probably figure out.
Do a lot for me.
Or maybe they removed them because there's too much poop in them. And they're going, I'm not dumping this stuff.
Now, it's not so much of an issue now, Scoo, but, you know, growing up in the city, you would shovel snow. You would shovel your sidewalk, right? Mm-hmm. So people don't, you know, do a right. face plant and whatnot. And they don't do that in this town. I mean, the sidewalks, it's treacherous. I mean, it's warming up now, thank goodness. But why, when did it become like a natural thing that people don't? Because if somebody takes a header, I mean, is that a pretty big lawsuit?
Well, I mean, you could insurance think it is. Guy. I mean, it is on city property, so, you know. But it's funny, you know.
Well, you get a ticket in the Chicago if you don't do your sidewalk.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
No, us on the west side here.
Yeah.
That's
your alderman pick it up.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, it is. Hang on. No. we love our neighbors on the west side here. I don't know that east side, but you know, we shovel our neighbors if they're, you know, not there, and you know, help the elderly shoveling and all that. But
yeah,
no, I mean, it's a liability. Yeah, that's the city, but they'll, you know, it's like the parkways. You know, the parkways are all owned by the city, and but we're supposed to maintain them. But you know, if something happens on them, not the city. They don't own it.
Well, you got these, but, you know, huge houses with these huge sidewalks, and it's just
they do have, you know, better late than never, but they do every once in a while there's a snow, they have the heated sidewalk snow plow come down and plow out the sidewalks and rip up neighbors' lawns and all that because they don't position.
I'm sure people complain about that, but
I'm looking at mine right now. I just sodded my parkway before, and I am meticulous about shoveling my snow, and sure enough, the plow came down and took out all my sod. I'm like, how can you miss the sidewalk when the sidewalk's clear, but you still missed it?
But I mean, is that like, is the city supposed to do it or not do it? Or they do it if they can? Is it the neighbor, you know, if you own the house, is it your responsibility? What's the,
oh, hell yeah, it's your responsibility. Yeah.
Okay.
You should be shoveling your walkway, your drive. Well, you don't have to do your driveway for that, but yeah, you're responsible for that. And you could be brought in a lawsuit personally.
Okay.
If you're tripping and falling on your, even though it might be the city, I mean, that you could be brought into it. Yeah. And, but I mean, you know, a lot of these, you know, city doesn't have a lot of plows and all that, and all the sidewalks they got to get to and all that. But
Well, no, I'm just wondering because I mean, it's an ice skating rink, and it's a serious, you know, we're dog walkers. And
I was walking this morning at 5 a.m. at 5:15, and even though it was warm out, it was really weird because there was a light snow from overnight
slick.
And kind of rain. It was. Even though there's like water draining into the sewers and all that, I'm slipping all over the place. So, yeah, it's an
okay.
issue.
It's, you know, the end of winter. I'm just, we'll bring it up, you know, next winter. But guys, man,
God,
you spent all that money for the lawnscaping and, you know, pick up the snow, the ice. Last on the list, Goose, Super Bowl. What's the score? Who's winning?
Oh man, that's a good one. I don't know. I mean, I'm not a fan of either team, but you know, I have a feeling it's not going to be that good a game, but either way, I think it's going to be a blowout either way. I don't know which way, but
Man up.
I don't, you know, see, the thing is I don't really give a crap about Joe Burrow and his, road to the Super Bowl, nor do I care about Matthew Stafford's road to the Super Bowl. And, you know, I'd probably say Cincinnati just because LA is LA and they went out and bought the team and all that. And Cincinnati kind of was, you know, homegrown, built, and look at them now. They drafted well. And
all right. You know, you ask the guy the time of day, he tells you how to build the watch. LA 45, Cincy 10. Okay.
Ooh, ooh.
You like that?
You want a score? Okay, here's a score.
Oh.
Cincinnati, 38-10. How's
38-10. Okay. We put it here.
What are you doing here for the Super Bowl, Pete?
What am I doing? I'll probably watch a Netflix.
You got neighbors coming over for a cookout and all that?
I'll watch Netflix and, you know.
You don't watch the Super Bowl?
I love watching the edited. I love watching the edited version, like early in the morning, and then you know you don't have to kill the 5 hours.
I don't like really. I'll watch it, but it's just not. You know, the fans just aren't, because they're all corporate fans. So you don't really have that excitement, I think, when you're watching it. And you know,
it's a production.
I watch the Super Bowl for the commercials. I'm a commercial guy. Come on. I like rating who has the best commercial.
I'll tell you sometime off air about the Super Bowl commercial process. Okay.
A shark guy in the commercial.
He's on the other coast. He's on the other coast.
Yeah, but is he advertised?
Thanks for listening to.
That's it. We're done.
That's it. We're shutting it out. Thanks for listening.
Good today.
Well, you know,
hopefully we'll get those people that don't like us saying, "God, what an upbeat show that was today." It's Friday. It's beautiful out. It's Super Bowl
weekend.
Hi,
I'm Terry Typer, and I don't like your show.
And please get me Valentine's Day stuff. That's Monday, people. Make sure you get your husband's good stuff for Valentine's Day. Support your local restaurants.
More Whitman sampler, please.
More food, sir.
More food, sir.
Thanks for listening to the Lake Forest Podcast. Please give us 5 stars on Apple Podcasts and smash that like button on Facebook, Instagram, and follow us on Twitter. All except you, Terry Typer. Let us know what you'd like to hear about on the upcoming shows. Again, I'm Pete, and can be reached at pete@lakeforestpodcast.com. The link will be in the podcast notes. We thank our Patreon sponsor, Shuckeye Beach Fishing. They're the premier South Florida beach fishing experience out of Longboat Key, Florida. They're world-renowned captains. Not only put you on the fish, but to help you and your family make a memory of a lifetime. Check them out on Facebook or sharkguybeachfishing.com. Contact them to schedule an outing. Scoo, Shark Guy is not your guy. He's my guy for your next charter. We'd also like to say we're thankful for our Patreon peeps, Reverend Luke Back from the Church of the Holy Spirit, Matt A., Elizabeth B., Costa Lance, Domo Origato, and Artem.
Artem,
there you go. On behalf of my co-host, Scoo Walker, we thank you for listening.
Happy Valentine's Day. Happy Super Bowl weekend. And
love. Terry Typer, so much love to you. Alderwoman, all our love. All our love.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Happy Valentine's Day.
I choose you.
Oh, my God.
What was your favorite Valentine candy?
Oh, I just ate a whole bag of it. My favorite candy, Valentine's Day candy. Well, I got I like the squishy hearts, you know, the jelly type thing. I used to like the little hearts with a message on them, but
yeah,
it's gotten kind of.
Like Pepto-Bismol or Tums. Now they're called Tums.
Yeah.
All right, fair enough. Snickers, same list at Halloween.
Dum to dum dum.
All right, Scoo, see you, Francesca's on Valentine's Day.
All right, peace out.
Bye.